Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Money Girls Manic Monday. It's been a while since we've talked, and a lot's been happening. However, including some things on a personal level, I'm back from the wilds of Maryland. I had been in Maryland learning how they do economically feasible sustainability. More importantly, I have a very special guest. You've heard him before, but it's been a while since he's been on. And that is Matt Big Stats Frankel, better known as my boss. And he's going to be talking about a brand new opportunity that he has coming up at the end of the year called Splendificus Fest. Matt, you there?
This is going to be exciting. We're doing this. We're going to be doing this showcase. We have two prospective dates coming up, one at The Mix in Pasadena and the other in downtown Disney at the House of Blues. We're going to be getting people, artists, to sign up for these showcases. You know, that do hip-hop, R&B, pop. We're going to have it be promoted through Hulu, We're going to have people who are associated with Cal State Northridge, whether they be music industry study majors or just music majors or just students there who are performing. And not everyone who performs is going to be a student. And various MSFP World Music. Music.com artists are doing half-hour sets. We reached out to an old friend who some of you might remember from being on a song called Addicted to Music. He's now a DJ, and he still works with us. Formerly known as just Jason Artola, Mr. J will be DJing the event. We, fingers crossed, we have I don't want to reveal too much because it's not 100% confirmed yet, but there may be a certain former Mighty Morphin Power Ranger who is hosting the event, And also, we'll probably discuss a little bit. All the founding four members, whether they are present or not, of MSFP crew will be honored. Tierra Moore is going to have a 30-minute set. MSFP crew itself is going to have a 30-minute set. Skippa's going to have a 30-minute set. I'm going to have a 30-minute set, and how we're honoring Crown, who unfortunately we're going to be discussing later at our members board meeting, a project to benefit Crown and what's going on with him, is we are going to be honoring his album, Born to Be, with a special opening performance by my own YouTube show, Big Stats Dance. So it's going to be quite something. So it's definitely something people are going to want to come and check out.
It sounds really exciting. So we have a couple different opportunities to come on down. I happen to know a couple of CSU alums that, a couple of Matador alums that might be interested. This is under MSFP, or is this under your new foundation, Splendificus? And can you tell us a little bit about what Splendificus, what is the, you talk about a Splendificus mindset. You want to explain how you get to Splendificus?
Splendificus is about no matter what challenges you have in life, you find your way to, as we say, embrace your Splendificus, your splendid state of terrificness. There's such injustices in the world, social injustices. There are people who, we want to give a voice to the voiceless who, whether it be for mental health, racial oppression, some people are voiceless and some people have their voice taken from them by society. Or, sometimes it's people with, literally had delayed speech. But it's about whatever your struggle is in life, finding your splendid state of terrificness. And then there's also people, another thing we do with the Splendificus Foundation is give grants to creatives, because, it's ironic that But all you got to do is study the industry to know that sometimes even the people who use their voice the most, these recording artists that, you know, we see on television, sometimes they're the voiceless because, you know, there's, you know, you've seen cases like TLC who went bankrupt from their manager. And you see cases like Taylor Swift who had to reclaim her who had to fight for the rights of her own masters of songs that she wrote. And you know, this is something that's been going on in the music industry for quite some time. It's something that, you know, as a student at CSUN that I one day plan to write my dissertation on, is why the music industry needs a revolution.
Interesting. So in your case, the revolution will not be televised, but it will be on audio. Is that correct?
You know, I would say I have a history of getting on television shows, but it will definitely be audio, but you never know. You never know if MSFP and Splendificus could make another television appearance. So, you know, just stay tuned. Keep your ear to the radio. Flip through that dial. You never know where we'll pop up.
True. So we should actually save space in our calendars for Splendificus Fest, either on the 28th of December or the 31st? Or
yes,
if we really are loving our Splendificus, this both.
Yeah, those are the
Is that
days
fair?
That we're looking at. And
so right now we know we have you, Skippa, Tiara Mora. Who else from the, well, that's three out of the four founding four, so. Is there anyone else that you would really, if you could have anyone to join Splendificus Fest, who would it be? Dream big.
You know, I started letting the fans choose songs for Big Stats Dance episodes, the first thing I said was, there's one person who's in the industry who I think is really deserving of finding their Splendificus, and that's Britney Spears. She, you know, I'm glad that she's finally getting some justice in her situation, but that, you know, that's something that, you know, I felt for this girl for a long time, and I think it's really disgusting how family can take advantage of a mental health situation and get the courts to manipulate a situation for their personal profit. You know, the people that, things like this, you know, there's so many different cases of corruption in the music industry, and this is just one new case. And you know, I have this dream where I would love to, you know, and it would have to be on her terms, but I would love to actually help her help her do an album like that the world would never expect from her. I would love to hear her do like a half acoustic greatest hits and half autobiographical album. You know, I think
That honestly sounds really intriguing. Because then it would actually be giving literally a voice to the voiceless. Not that Brittany has been quiet, but certainly her circumstances have been such. And this is something to think about as far as from the money aspect as well. She is not in control of her finances, what we call, her estate. But other people are. And there are people, unfortunately, as you've mentioned, that use that not as a shield, which it was intended to do, to keep people from poor decisions and poor money management. Well, we won't discuss Money Girl's current financial state, but certainly, and it would be interesting to see, because you're right, making it half hits and half autobiographical would actually work on and fulfilling that concept of a voice to the voiceless, providing her with a new wealth, a new opportunity for income that would hopefully be outside the purview of her conservatorship, and maybe give people something new to think about, and think about Brittany in a new way, because, well, she hasn't always had good press. Actually, someone says there is no such thing as bad press. There's only press. I think, Ms. Pierce has been an example of that. So if you could have her pick one thing that you think would be the most impactful as far as autobiographical, what would that be?
I want to start by, getting her ready for it. I'm involved with this great program called Aim for the Heart. It's actually a program that I'm hoping that the Splendificus Foundation can give back to. They focus on emotional literacy and they do workshops with artists where every week they give a topic and, they write something new on this topic, this one word. And it's whatever emotions are sparked by that one word that they write on. And I think that, I would love to get her involved in something like Aim for the Heart, just to help her with coming up with these topics, and because it's got to be, if it's autobiographical, it's got to be authentic to her. People have written songs for her, and some of them are pretty good, and you would think that they were from her, but if you're really going to take it to the next, if she's really going to take it to the next level, she's spoken publicly that she wants to tell her story about what she's gone through. And I think through the music, if she can find a way to do it, would be the best way to do it.
Okay. So you talk about emotional intelligence. Do you want to expand on that a little bit more? And how it's benefited
emotional
you?
Literacy.
Emotional literacy, sorry.
Yeah. It's about, getting in touch with your emotion, with your emotions and what's going on and the struggles that you face and being willing to go there with, just thinking about these topics. Sometimes it's topics like challenges, or sometimes it's difficulties is the word, and sometimes it's justice, and it's whatever. And basically, you don't have to necessarily put those words into your piece, but it's what, when you hear those words and you start writing while thinking about those words, what are the thoughts that come to your mind in the piece that you're working on?
All right. So that definitely sounds like something that actually would fit in with some of the things that she's done in the past, but would be a new avenue. And you, like you said, provide a voice to someone who has been silenced, voiceless, and essentially, even though she has a name and fame, fame isn't everything, and she's, you know, pretty much working for someone else.
Fame.
Wait a minute, that sounds like a lot of what I was.
You know, fame is just the byproduct of success, sometimes the fame can be a good thing, sometimes it could be a bad thing, but it's how you use the fame that makes the difference.
True. Snape gets to say the very famous words, clearly, fame isn't everything. For some people, it's the only thing, but I think you're right. I think your analysis is pretty clever in that it really isn't the only thing, but it really is the byproduct of being able to focus on things. Since this is Money Girl Manic Monday, is there something that you think we should be covering today as far as something interesting on the financial front?
Getting this geared up, we filed and we're learning all sorts of types of lessons, and for many of us, this is our first time trying to put together a nonprofit and all the steps that come and dealing with various government agencies. I mean, it's a trip to deal with and figure it all out. But you got to go along for the journey and figure it out as best as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of a variation on the Serenity quote about being able to accept the things that we can't change and the courage to change what we can. I think it's something a lot like that, although I think there's a lot more striving to make change rather than just simply accept. I think we've seen what acceptance brings over the last year and a half versus action. And certainly as part of Splendificus, we are more about action and being change makers and disruptors.
Definitely.
So, speaking of change makers and disruptors, I saw something today that I never thought I would see, but that was gas for $5.29 a gallon. And that was at Manchester and La Tierra. And it was at a Sinclair, at a very specific gas station that ironically has a fossil as their mascot. And I say it's ironic because gasoline comes from fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you I'm going to ask you to step out of your realm as far as music, and I'm going to say, if you had, since this is, we have a couple months left in 2021, what do you think would be the biggest economic disruptor in 2022?
I mean, as you were saying, the gas prices are going up, and, you know, and I don't see a sign of it stopping. I hate to envision a world where gas prices are $10 a gallon, but we're not there yet, but it's not out of the realm of impossibilities. You know, things. So looking at, you know, how can one save on this? Is it converting engines to biodiesel? Is it looking into hybrid vehicles? Is it going to electric vehicle routes? And for some people, electric vehicles isn't a good option, because a lot of the better quality electric vehicles have a pretty hefty price tag. You know, not everyone can afford a Tesla.
That's true. Even with the new Model 3s, which are supposed to be the affordable version of Tesla, here again, I think, and this is getting a little bit deeper than Money Girl usually goes, but you have to have the infrastructure to support it. If you want to hear something really depressing, we will run out of lithium by 2040. So I think the current lithium ion batteries, we're going to have to rethink how we use that or find other ways to recycle that lithium and be more effective in how we use it. That, and most of the lithium is not found in the U.S. It's found overseas. So you have what we call externalities, the added costs that are passed through the consumer that aren't necessarily part of the original cost, what's called an externality, of paying for the extra shipping, the extraction process. And for all of you social justice warriors out there, the fact that child labor is used to mine lithium should give you a little, if this is where social justice and sustainability kind of clash with each other.
It's interesting you bring that up, because I remember several years back, I was taking I was going for a career certificate in business marketing at Santa Monica College, and I was in a class, and one of the things is some corporations have some really dark skeletons in their closet. We talk about what soda's better, jokingly, between, it becomes the soda war between Coca-Cola and Pepsi. And, I've always liked Pepsi, but I'll drink Coke too. But one of the things I learned was that one of the skeletons in Coca-Cola's closet is that they are not against having workers in third world country held at gunpoint. And that just rattled me to the core. I went on a very long boycott of of Coca-Cola. And then there were certain times where, you know, I needed a diet soda, and that was the only thing that was available. So, but I still, if I'm in a market and I have the option between purchasing a Pepsi product and a Coke product, I'm going to go for the Pepsi product.
I think it's interesting, right? Because when we talk about what can we as consumers do, well, you know what, we as consumers, and this is where Money Girl comes in, right? I firmly believe in voting with your wallet. And particularly since MSFP and Splendificus Foundation are about social justice and we're about transparency, that I think, and how it's actually written into what we do and how we approach things and how we view things, I think it's important that we continue to advocate for that. That's one of the reasons I just did research on Pepsi for another, also for a degree that I'm working on. And Pepsi actually fired one of their major contractors in Malaysia because they were forcing their people to clock out and work off the clock. And Pepsi was, no, you're not doing that. We are ethical. That is against our labor relations policy, which is in support of the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So, we don't care that it's worth millions. You're not working for us anymore. Bye. It's a gutsy move, and it reverberated through Malaysia and the Malaysian market. But I will say if you're betting on gas prices continuing to climb, Bloomberg happens to disagree with you, but I will say the whole fossil fuel market has been incredibly volatile if you're looking at spot prices, which is whatever price it is at a specific point in the trading day, and the overall trend looks more like the bear tooth, looks like a mountain range with peaks and valleys than it does a smooth city.
Gas is a lot like stocks and bitcoins, where they fluctuate, they go up, they go down. It's a constant cycle.
You know, currently oil is trading at about $70 a barrel, and OPEC has just announced that they are cutting back on production, which will further tighten up the oil. Oh, and the futures market just closed, predicting that oil will be trading above $82 a barrel. Coming up in the next 90 days. So we may yet see $100 a barrel oil, which will kill any economic recovery. But so I guess the option is find your favorite transportation app, as in Waze or Carpool or SoCal or Trip Planner, because it looks like the extra time taking the bus may actually be a better economic buy than putting that money into the tank as far as fossil fuels, which is interesting because 2 years ago, people were not walking but running away from oil and natural gas. But that's something that we need to think about at MSFP and Splendificus as we're working to be a more sustainable green music company. We've already digitized all of our meetings. And if you could have one thing you think that would make us even greener, what would that be?
This is definitely something further down the line, But if we can yell, yeah, we're doing club shows now, but eventually there's going to come a time where MSFP crew artists are touring, and there's a lot. And when you see these tour buses, the gas that goes into these tour buses and how much is spent on them, if we can figure out how to get eco-friendly tour buses for our artists, whether it be electric or biodiesel.
Or my favorite, hydrogen. I honestly, I'm a hydrogen fuel cell kind of girl.
Yeah, we, I mean, definitely seeing what our options are for a more friendly tour bus for when we get to that state, because I think that that's something to keep in mind, because there will come a time where our artists are going on massive tours. I know that that time will happen at some point in time, and we can't just settle for, oh, this, we can get these luxurious tour buses from this company and not do any research on how they on their if these buses are eco-friendly, do they have eco-friendly models, or it's definitely something to keep in mind, because if we're putting people on buses for several hours and going cross country, that's a on a non-eco-friendly bus, one, that's a lot of money spent on the gas, and two, that's that the fuel emissions on those things, you've got to figure out an
Yeah,
eco-friendly
we're talking
method.
about gallons to the mile.
Yeah.
But certainly you've touched on it, and that's transportation. We don't think about it, but we're something like 6,800 billion dollars worth of is of funds are spent simply on getting from point A to point B, whether you're carrying toilet paper, hand sanitizer, or your family in the back seat going to school, or your favorite golden retriever. There's a lot to be There's a lot of money, or there's a lot of expenditure in that particular economic sector. So Money Girl's actually going to go against stats at this point and say, I think that actually oil futures will hit a slump right about February or March. That they will probably peak right about the first of the year. Certainly when it's cold, and when we have that, we generally have a cold snap in January. So for sure they will peak about then. So don't buy. Wait until March or April when, one, demand is low, and it's warmer. So the price should go down, and that's when you buy. Remember the old adage that you same, and it works with same with Bitcoin, that you buy when the price is low and you sell when the price is high. Now, Bitcoin has a lot more volatility than fossil fuels, but Money Girl says it's time to buy and hold. any other stock or financial predictions you have for us for the next 2 months, Steph?
I think I've been, and the one thing that I keep hearing about circling back with your question in mind, but circling back to transportation, the talk of these new tech vehicles, whether it be the Google car or the Apple car, and what they're doing with that and how they're going to be trying to compete with Tesla's market on that, because I've gone to a Tesla dealership. Yeah, I couldn't get one, but those cars are pretty teched out. I mean, their dashboard pretty much has a full-on computer in it. I even heard that you can, Teslas, you can upload an MP3 and make it your horn, various MP3s your horn. I was joking the other day that I think it'd be hysterical if someone's horn was the hook for Michael Jackson's Beat It.
Yeah, absolutely. No. Are you kidding? They would pull me. That would really cement my place as the Money Girl has a secret life as the road rage poster child. You open up the dictionary, road rage, and there's Money Girl's picture. I would probably be me. Okay. Hey, Stats, Big Stats, thank you for giving me your time to be able to talk about your vision. And certainly it has been a busy time slot.
Sure has.
I know we're coming to this a little bit late on a Monday night, but I will tell you, Mercury has been, for those of you who believe in astrology, I happen to believe in the other science that starts with an A. But Mercury has been in retrograde, which is supposed to negatively impact communications. Don't worry. It now is no longer in retrograde and will not be in retrograde until 2022. So all communications now should be easy, flawless, and we should not have any problems with telecommunications specifically, because apparently since Mercury is the messenger god, although I think it's more like Loki, the trickster, things should be smoothing out for those of you who have that as part of some of how you navigate your life. All right. And once again, thank you, Big Stats, for being here. And as we relaunch Money Girl Manic Mondays, until then, remember, money talks. Make sure it says hello and not goodbye. And it's not just Mondays that can be manic, but any day is the day to be Money Girl. All right.
All right. So.
Other than that, have a great night. Money Girl out.
And we'll catch y'all on the flip side. Peace.
Yep. Peace. Bye.